This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to Infowars.com. This is Nick Begich, and I'm filling in this last hour for Alex. And, you know, just to pick up where the last guest, Mark, left off on climate change. A couple weeks ago, I did a segment on this, quite contrarian as well, regarding what's really going on with climate change. And, you know, take a look at some of those older segments. You know, one good thing about Alex, one of the things I really appreciate about InfoWars is keeping that material alive under subtitles. So take a look at that, because there are some other issues I think are also driving what we're seeing, but these are natural cycles predominantly. I think as time goes on and as people get honest with the science, we'll see a very different picture. You know, science has almost become religion, if you think about it. It's, you know, what does religion come from? Root words, which mean to regulate belief. Man, is science about that or not? I mean, these days, it seems so much so. Political correct science, no room for it. And as it was said in the last segment, you know, anytime there's been a major change, it has always started with a few that disagreed with the status quo. Science is no exception. I even think about continental drift, you know, the whole idea of how geologic processes work. You know, in the 1960s, this was so controversial, was thrown out. The guy was laughed out of every circle, and now it's mainstream. In fact, it's probably what's driving most of what we see in climate change, undersea volcanics, these kinds of issues, which I've covered in the past. But jumping into this segment, I want to give, again, a little bit of background on myself for those that haven't heard me before. I've been working with Alex since his very early days when he was in his 20s. We began working together, and I have taken always a bit of a contrarian view, and I appreciate disruptors, which is what I consider myself, what I consider Alex, and many of us in this fight for freedom, freedom of the press, being able to express ourselves freely. In fact, you know, many know my family background. My dad was a state senator, later a U.S. congressman. My brother, Mark, was a mayor and then eventually a U.S. senator, running for governor now in Alaska. And my brother, Tom, is a seated state senator. I've run a couple of times, but I really decided this is a better role for me, addressing the issues I do care about in a public forum. But in my family, one of the highlights, one of the main emphasis was to think, to use your mind, combine it with your inner self, your soul, and push yourself into your passions. And in my family, we have a lot of debate, I mean, about politics. It goes from the ultra-liberal to the ultra-conservative in my family. When we get together at social events, and we just did this last weekend with my mom in town, we have some pretty lively debates. But when we part as family. And this is the model I believe the country needs right now. We need to recognize that in America, we are a family. We're a family of common interests. Very different ideas about how to achieve those interests. But the respect that family brings is the same respect that we should expect from our fellow citizens. And now on the left, we see the violence. I mean, the idea of protesters, counter-protesters showing up in face masks, covered faces, hiding their identities. This is not discourse. This is not dialogue. This is just the opposite. What breeds contention, what breeds disaster in the long run. We're coming up into a break. Pay attention to the break. This is how the network supports itself. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to InfoWars.
Yes. in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I just want to mention one of the specials going on. It's called Winter Sun. 40% off on Winter Sun, and this is a vitamin D supplement. I want to mention, you know, even though it says Winter Sun, we're still into the throes of summer. Most of us work in indoor environments. You know, we don't get the sunlight that we need. Winter sun is important all the time. You know, you can go and see D deficiencies across the spectrum in almost every community, whether you're living in Hawaii or whether you're living in Alaska. You know, right now we are in the peak of our sunlight cycle, but so many people today don't get out of the cubicle. Winter sun, utilize it, use it. This is one of the major, major deficiencies leading to all kinds of dysfunction. So check it out. Winter Sun, 40% off. Take a look and support this program by supporting the products that make this possible. You know, getting back into this idea of thinking again and discourse in terms of the public, you know, for me, the search of truth began pretty early in age. And I can tell you, when I was growing up, here in Alaska, and then later moving to Washington, D.C. with my family when Dad was in the Congress. Because in those days, actually, families moved with congressmen. They didn't fly back and forth on the weekends. We were there. We were engaged. And, you know, there was a very different culture because of that. Because, in fact, I spoke with my mother about this recently. You know, Democrats and Republicans, they would get together in social events. They would involve our families. And it would keep us focused on what we were about. And there wasn't this division, this separation. It was really an integration of philosophies and ideas that led to vigorous debate, lots of conversation, and certainly with all the emotional energy that you would expect. But at the end of the day, respectfully, resulting in decent legislation that was put through the normal processes. Today, it's about resist, 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 never concede a point. This is not the America I grew up in and not the America we want for the next generation. The idea of thinking on your own and thinking outside of the box. My brother Tom once said was reiterating a story. You know, my brother, he thinks out of the box. Let me say this, and I said this to Tom. If you think there's a box, you're still in it. And it's the way you perceive the world. You know, looking at information, taking information, and not just from mainstream media, because it has shifted dramatically. It is not freedom of the press intended to keep us informed anymore. What it's really intended to do is push public opinion in very specific directions. And this is a very dangerous place. When you think about Google and Facebook, 84% of all global ad revenue on the internet goes to just those two players. Let me say it again. 84% of all media advertising on the internet is to those two places, Google and Facebook. These are owned by liberals. Think about the biggest companies in the world, Apple Computer, essentially up until the founder's death, liberals, Gates, When you look at Bill Gates and his foundations, liberals, when you look at the biggest organizations that are driving media and public opinion, it's liberals. The dominance of these two players, Google and Facebook, needs to be addressed because they are a utility. The internet needs to be regulated like a utility in the sense of making sure all opinions are permitted. There should be no screening. Short of yelling fire in a movie theater, free speech is about expressing contradictory ideas and bringing out a discussion. You know, and hate speech, I mean, come on. What is hate speech? It has been with us since the dawn of man, if you want to give it a title. But what it is speech you don't agree with. That's essentially what it is. It's like a conspiracy. You know, it's when two people get in a room and they're talking about something you don't agree with. You call it a conspiracy. This is not the kind of thing that leads to good public policy or the kinds of changes that all of us are looking for within government, which means transparency. A lot of my work over the last 25 years has been about privacy, the digital changes that are coming, and it goes all the way back to 40 years ago. And when I was in my late teens, my theme in those days, this is taking it back to the 70s, this was over 40 years ago, and I looked at three things: information, transportation, and communication systems. Think about that since the late 70s and what our society has come to. You know, when you look at those three ingredients to change, and now you look at information systems, and you look at communication systems, and you look at the way the majority of the population gets their news, again, from those same two players, Google and Facebook. This is a fundamental change that is altering everything about everything. And these two institutions want to be the gatekeepers of speech in the world. This is dangerous. This is extremely dangerous. In fact, I would say the amount of power these organizations represent now is, in fact, not just a monopoly power for economic reasons, but more fundamentally a monopoly power on information. When you look at the mainstream slide, because people don't believe the mainstream, it was much before anyone came up with the phrase fake news, for goodness sake. People didn't trust the media for a very, very long time. I mean, the only group held in a lower esteem was the U.S. Congress, right, with popularity ratings hovering below 10% even. And, you know, when you start to think about the American public wants good information, wants accurate reporting, and we're just not getting it from the mainstream. Alternative media is the only media that's left alive, and they're trying to squash this. And where that leads me is into the current conversation. Going into these midterm elections, just 12 weeks away, we are seeing the shutdown, the manipulation of conservative voices by these two major media players. Fundamentally, they're going to have a bigger impact on what happens in these elections by withholding speech, by limiting free speech. This is a fundamental change, a big difference from where we were. You know, freedom of the press wasn't about just saying whatever you wanted. It was about invigorating the public debate. This is what is critical to the American way of life. Is a public debate that's lively and emotional for sure, but also remains respectful. You know, when I look back on my own history, my biggest change and the biggest thing that impacted me in life was the disappearance of my father, who was on a plane flying from Anchorage to Juneau in the middle of a campaign, disappeared off the radar screens, and was lost with the majority leader of the U.S. House. Some of you remember this story. Hale Boggs was on board. This was right before, weeks before, elections, the second election of Richard Nixon, and a critical point in our history. That's when Watergate began. That's when all of the Pentagon Papers were being released. I mean, huge, huge disclosures were being made about the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower had warned against, that Kennedy was looking at when he was talking about secret societies in the deep state. All of these things were coming to a huge crescendo in our country, and major players were snuffed out at a time that most people needed the reassurance of this republic holding together. Today, we're seeing a repeat of the same kind of situations, only these elections are going to be the critical elections that shape democracy for the next decade. We have to pay attention. If the right doesn't stand up and recognize the left is the biggest barrier to free speech. Stay tuned. We're going to be back in a few moments. This is Dr. Nick Begich with InfoWars.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. This is Nick Begich. I'm substituting this afternoon. And, you know, we've been on regularly 2 to 4 times a month. For about an hour to talk about various issues. And when we left off on the last segment, talking again about sort of the discourse of how things go and the idea of free speech and what Alex is facing right now. You know, the price of public service is extraordinarily high. People don't realize how much you take when you step up and step out of the normal framework. And this is why I so appreciate Alex and InfoWars is it takes courage to step up and do the things that are required of him every day. And I thank his family also because their sacrifice, it's a shared sacrifice. I know I was raised in a family of public servants. And, you know, it's tough to balance all of those things. And right now, Alex needs help. And he needs help in a lot of different ways to support these the litigation that he's engaged with. This is a classical way of shutting people down. You know, when my dad was just starting out in the state Senate, in fact, he was running for the state Senate. We were living at the time on a military reservation on a base. He was a superintendent of schools at 26 years old. He was running for the Senate. He had 4 children at that time. And what happened is a new base commander came on. We lost our base housing. My dad was making $6,000 a year in the Senate, $18,000 a year in the 1960s as a superintendent. And then there was a lawsuit launched by those politically opposed to him, and they tried to crush him economically. And at the end of the day, it was found that he couldn't hold both positions, the state senate at $6,000 a year and the superintendent at $18,000. And we had just lost our housing. So what did he do? A bunch of friends of his got together. My dad learned how to become a builder, and he built a fiveplex, 4 bedrooms on one side, place for us, and 4 one-bedroom apartments on the other, and no bank would touch him. The bankers launched a lawsuit against him, and my dad had to quit one of those positions. He quit the superintendent's job and stayed with the one that didn't pay much of anything, and we made it, and he stayed with it. This is the kind of situation Alex is in right now. The elites are coming against him. Globalists are coming against him. We need to back up. Take stock that it is now. Alex needs to fight these suits, win these suits, and then countersue them to create the disincentive for people doing this again. Freedom of speech requires commitment, and the kind of commitment that Alex has displayed is something all of us need to respect and jump into and do something. Donate to those causes. Jump into this fight. And let's make a difference so Alex continues to have the voice that speaks to the hearts of many people across the world today. You know, the last couple of years, I struggle with a lot of this, you know, the whole idea of what should I do? How should I use my voice in serving the public? And really, I brought it down to a couple things. You know, I do this program. This is a volunteer effort. I do it because I care. And I think there's issues that need to be articulated. And I believe that Alex needs the intellectual support of people like me that come into this with the same commitment as he does to dissect the information, bring the issues forward, and present the facts so people, so that you and I can make the kind of decisions that reshape our government and reshape our country. When you think about the Facebook, the Googles, and how information is manipulated, these are, you can call them digital drugs, if you will. The idea that they create a feedback loop where you're always going back to get re-stimulated. They're specifically designed to do that, to keep pulling you back in, so that you're getting the directed data feed that your profile presents. You know, they're attacking people for using big media for this purpose. And you know what? The reality is, This is the whole business model for Facebook and Google, is to isolate who you are, what you believe, and what you're likely to do, and then to be able to feed you just those bits of information that support that opinion so that you'll do what the mainstream would like you to do. It's the herding, the digital dictatorship, if you will, the herding through the digital drugs created by these media giants. And yet, none of that is really discussed, except for the little flashes in the news. They show it, and then it disappears. You never hear about it again. But the behavior continues. What Zuckerberg should be doing is defending the right of free speech, not shutting down sites, but telling his viewers and subscribers that freedom of the press and freedom of speech is foundational to what democracies and democratic republics like ours require for the kind of discourse that leads to great, wonderful, fantastic public policy. This has been our tradition. In America, you know, when you go back over 200 years, we had our problems. We keep changing, growing as a country as we become more aware and a greater recognition of what we are as human beings. When you think about the deep state, it was warned about. It was warned about by Eisenhower in talking about the military-industrial complex. It was warned about by Kennedy. The Kennedy brothers, they were a formidable team that came into the game to be the disruptors of the early 1960s. And they were. They were about to change everything about everything. Kennedy wanted to bring the currency away from the Fed back to the Treasury. Maybe that was the thing that got him killed. He was attacking the deep state and secret societies that he believed, rightly so, were manipulating what was going on within the public. And what happened? They took him out, and they later took his brother out. And, you know, I lectured at one point in Istanbul with Robert Kennedy Jr. I went to school in McLean, Virginia for a year while I was in high school there with John Kennedy Jr., who, if you remember, disappeared also on a plane. These are people that were considered liberals at that time, but they were a very, very different kind of player. It was about working people then. It wasn't about all these fringe ideas that the Democrats have adopted in the last 20, 30 years. It was a very different situation. It was pretty simple, actually. Republicans represented business in those days, and Democrats represented working people. That was kind of it. And now it's quite convoluted. And it's more the establishment and the not establishment. And it doesn't matter whether you're R or a D, they represent establishment factions. It's time for a change. It's time for us to wake up. InfoWars presents us an opportunity to do that, and we need to do that. We need to get back to our basic principles of what freedom means, and that means discourse that's respectable. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We have some commercial breaks coming up. Think about all this. This is InfoWars.com, and this is Dr. Nick Begich sitting in for Alex Jones.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich sitting in for Alex Jones. Just before the break, I was starting to talk a little bit about the deep state and kind of how that is looked at one time by one of the pinnacles of the Democratic Party, John F. Kennedy, who saw it clearly. He spoke against secret societies. He spoke against the Central Intelligence Agency. He was very disturbed by Hoover's FBI. These agencies had become, from his perspective, corrupted and vested with way too much power. I think he was absolutely correct. And it's the same thing that Trump is facing today. It just happens to be on the other end of the political spectrum. This is why it is so important for us to be engaged. These institutions that are meant to protect America have become the instrument of felonies. Think about it. They bribe people all over the world. I mean, you don't ever hear about Pakistan. You know, we bribe everybody in Pakistan because they're an Islamic country with nuclear weapons. People forget this. People just flat forget it. We're talking about Korea. You talk about Iran. And the one big miss is this country, Pakistan. And when you look at Pakistan and what has happened there, this is going to shift. There is a big risk in what's happening in that part of the world. It's largely ignored. When you think about the CIA as an institution, George Bush Sr. used to be ambassador to China. Many people forget that. He was also the director, the top guy in the Central Intelligence Agency before he became president of the United States. But you don't hear anybody really talking about that. They talk about Putin being involved in the KGB. He was a low-level operator. He was, you know, I mean, a low-level operator. Certainly he was involved in that. There's no doubt. I read his unauthorized biography, which is very revealing. It's The Man Without a Face, it's called, and I recommend it. Go read it. But when you look at Putin, what is he interested in? He's interested in doing business. He's not interested in a war or beginning of another Cold War. You know, Putin has, the Russians have essentially one foreign base. It's in Syria. The United States has 850 bases and stations around the world. You know, take a look at the balance of the debate that you see in the public, and all of this is ignored. When you think of the Central Intelligence Agency, they kidnap people, they torture people, they bribe people, they blackmail people, they extort from people. These are all felonies. And this agency is supposed to represent us as Americans, reflecting our values in the world. And I would suggest that they don't. They are in need of reform. The FBI, going back to the days of Hoover, was absolutely corrupt. You know, my mom and I recently got in a big debate about the FBI, and her position was, I trust the FBI, given the current scenario. And mine was, I don't trust them at all. And the reason I don't trust them is it took 20 years after my dad's disappearance for the FBI to produce, under Freedom of Information Act requests, the fact that my father's plane had been located. They had a solid location on it, that the source of that information was confirmed as valid, and yet nobody ever went to pick up the two survivors. Nothing has ever been recovered from that plane crash. And, you know, if that can happen to the majority leader of the U.S. House and a congressman from Alaska, this can happen to anyone. And this is why I'm still in this fight, because I believe in a democratic republic, because I believe in an invigorated debate, and I believe that the power of government flows from the people and up, and not the other way around. We need to flip the equation back to a government by the people, for the people, and of the people, instead of a government for corporations, by globalists, for the interest of the elite. This is what needs to change. This will bring us back into a framework where we can see the changes. The deep state, the secret societies that Kennedy spoke about, that we hear Trump speaking about, are the same. The difference is we're winning this time. We're pushing it back this time. Trump has, despite everything, he has a higher popularity rating right now than Obama had at the same point in his first term. People aren't even talking about this. He's holding a 50% popularity rating right now. This is fantastic, in my view, considering what he's been up against with respect to big media. When you think about big media in terms of what they control, CNN is dropping like a rock. Fox is dropping. All of these so-called mainstreams, right and left, are dropping because everyone is feeling like we're getting the packaged program news, the digital download to affect how you think and how you see the world. The reality is we need to think again. We need to turn the cameras another direction. You know, everybody talks about personal privacy. You know, the price of public service is you give up your personal privacy. It's unfortunate. It's one of the realities. When you're in elective office, you have to live a transparent life because that's one of the requirements. But here's what needs to happen. The cameras need to turn the other direction. There should be a camera in every government office that doesn't deal with health care or personnel issues. All right? We ought to be able to look in to our congressional offices. We ought to be able to look into the bureaucracy and see what's going on. And as parents, we ought to be able to dial up with today's technology and watch the classroom in the background while we're at work where our kids are being educated. You know, you could code that so parents have that access. And you know what? little Johnny, when he's misbehaving and gets home, might have a few new lessons to learn. And a teacher who's delivering propaganda or behaving in a way that's inappropriate might have a few lessons to learn. But transparency in government is what's required. Now we have the technology to deliver that. Why aren't we doing that? Because government, the deep state, that layer below, I'll tell you how it operates, how bureaucrats function. Politicians come in and bureaucracy stay forever, 30, 40-year careers. They just wait. And when they make their presentations, they talk about their dog and pony show to convince the politicals that what they're doing is right. And then when they get someone they don't like in there, they just kind of hold back a little bit, and they know that sooner or later they're out and a new one's in. This is how the system behaves. That's why when Trump came in, he started peeling layers off that bureaucracy, getting to the level first of appointed positions and then dropping down below that to those that are career, lifelong shapers of government. And to remove them from those powerful positions and replace them with others. This is part of the process and part of the draining of the swamp that needs to take place in Washington. When you talk about the migration of all this and how people have been digitized into just little bits of information flying through the internet, think about your records, your grocery store purchases, your credit card purchases, all of your governmental files, military records, all of it is consolidated somewhere by government. And of course, they can't use that information until they get some warrants, and we know how those are done now in FISA courts where nobody gets to be heard, secret courts. Whoa! Secret courts. Think about this, folks. Under the guise of safety and security, we watch our civil liberties be peeled away one slice at a time. And where are the liberals now on freedom of speech and freedom of expression and the ideas enshrined in a constitutional form of government and in a Bill of Rights that establishes a very different culture in America, one that we should be proud of as Americans? Change the game. You're listening to InfoWars, where we change the game. Join this revolution and support Alex Jones. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Dr. Nick Begich sitting in this last hour. When we were breaking off talking about sort of where is it all going, and we're into the last segment of the day, and I want to talk a little bit. I know Rand Paul is headed off to Russia with some of his colleagues next week. I think that's extremely important. When I think of Rand Paul and what he has brought to the public discussion, we need more people like him. One of his biggest issues has been the Federal Reserve System. And I want to talk a little bit about that because many people don't know this. My brother, when he was in the U.S. Senate, was one of the few Democrats, maybe the only Democrat, that supported a full audit of the Federal Reserve, because after all, what's wrong with an audit? And Ben Bernanke was head of it. The institution called him on the phone, screaming bloody murder to my brother. We internally audit all the time, blah blah blah. And my brother's reaction was, well, then you ought not to be afraid of an external audit. And he hung up on him. The Federal Reserve goes back over 100 years. You go back to 1894, there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said income tax, taxing our labor, was illegal. It was equated to slavery, and it was illegal based upon what had happened in the Civil War, involuntary servitude. To the government is essentially, and we drew our income as a nation from tariffs primarily. It was kind of the equalization. Every country basically got their money from tariffs, from trade tariffs. We got the income tax in, and when it came in, it was defeated in 1894 by the U.S. Supreme Court. 1909, they initiated the constitutional amendment that in 1913, 74%. 75% of the states ratified, and we got the income tax. But when the income tax began, it was 1% on everything over $22,000. In 1913, the vast majority of Americans did not make $22,000. That was an enormous sum of money. To put it in perspective, gold was $20 an ounce then. This is even before $35 gold. So put that in perspective. $22,000 was incredible sum. And so 1% on $22,000, and it graduated up to 6% if you made $500,000, which was like unbelievable amount of money. And that's where it started. And look where it is today. The top rate's over 30%, meaning that we are slaves to the government, if you're in that tax category, 30% of the time. We're working for them. We're working for those ideals that aren't necessarily our own anymore. You know, when you think about taxing labor and you think about the Federal Reserve, and Rand Paul is again correct. When you do a full audit on the Federal Reserve and see who has really been manipulating our economy, manipulating the debt, manipulating every aspect of our lives on the economic front, then you have a much, much different picture. That audit needs to happen. You know, there was a partial audit done a few years ago where they showed that during the 2008 meltdown, you know, everybody was complaining about bailing out U.S. bankers for $1 trillion. The Fed bailed out global bankers to the tune of $16 trillion. Go look up the audit. Look it up online. You know, look up Federal Reserve audit. Look on about page, I think it's page 130, if I recall correctly, and I usually recall correctly. You'll find the breakdown of how much money was flowed out by the Fed, and a lot of it at zero interest. Zero interest, ladies and gentlemen. Who's going to pay that loan back on time, man? You're going to stretch that out as long as you can because it costs you nothing. When you start to think about Federal Reserve and how that lack of transparency, this is the biggest economic engine, the biggest factor in our lives. It is not a governmental agency. It's 300 bankers deciding the destiny of this nation and indirectly the destiny of the world. Bankers deciding how our economies go and from there how our governments go. Because collapsing economies lead to collapsing governments, in case you didn't notice. When you look at the strategy of international bankers and the International Monetary Fund, what do? They go into a country, they saddle them with debt, their economy collapses because they can't pay the interest on the debt. And then the vultures, the corporations that are also the friends of the International Monetary Fund, they come in, they buy up state assets, oil companies, utilities. They make roads into toll roads for a few cents on the dollar, monetize it, and literally rape the wealth of nations. This is the strategy, and this is why these organizations are being resisted. When you look at the case of Ecuador, and I know there's a petition right now through InfoWars for Assange, sign that petition. You know, the only government that would protect him was little bitty Ecuador. And now they've got a change in government, so they have a change in ideas. But think about Ecuador. They're one of the few governments outside the United States that use U.S. currency. They don't have a local currency in Ecuador or in Panama, for that matter, as independent countries. They use the U.S. dollar. Why do they use the U.S. dollar? They use the U.S. dollar because when they were at a war with Peru in 2000 and lost it, their economy tanked. And they used it as an interim, and the public has never, in 18 years, has never let them go back. That's why the United States government could not blackmail Ecuador into giving up Assange during the Obama administration. And the reason they couldn't is a normal way you'd attack a small country is you'd go in and you'd manipulate their currency. So you'd crush their economy. Well, you can't manipulate a government's currency when they're using the U.S. dollar. So they couldn't exert the influence. When the World Bank came to them and say, hey, we want half of your tax receipts to pay off your debt, the former president said in Ecuador, sorry, we're not giving it to you. You can have 20%. We're going to invest the rest in our infrastructure. And their infrastructure was education first, healthcare second, roads, sewers, water, and so on, in that order. And I've traveled extensively through Ecuador. And everywhere you go, you see universities geared to training a workforce. one, two, four-year programs scattered throughout the country. You see healthcare second to none. I mean, they rate so much higher than the U.S. Look it up on Bloomberg. Look it up on the World Health Organization, and you'll see Ecuador in the 20s in terms of efficiency and quality of care, and the U.S. the worst. Here in Alaska, the highest insurance premiums and the highest medical costs in the world. And the quality, I can tell you, is not nearly as good as what you get elsewhere. But when you think about infrastructure, when you think about how the U.S. leverages our power to push other countries. You know, everybody talks about Russian interference. Well, during the Obama administration, the head of Israel, Netanyahu, comes to the United States, addresses a joint Congress, the Senate and the House, undermining our national policy as it relates to Iran, and no one blinks. Obama goes over to Great Britain, lecturing against Brexit, interfering with their electoral process, which certainly have everything to do with Europe and very little to do with us. Nobody says a word. We interfere with every election in the world as a matter of course, and not covertly only, overtly in every way. And if we don't like the outcome, we engage in the political correct phrase regime change, which is just another word for undeclared war and the ultimate manipulation of an election outcome. We just go in and boot the leadership and start over. You know, we're in the last minute of this segment. I'm going to remind people of a couple things. Check out my website at earthpulse.com. There's a lot of things there, a lot of information there, and we always appreciate your support. Again, earthpulse.com. And also, take a look at the products right here at InfoWars. You know, one of the really good ones, Secret 12, the B12. Top-notch in conjunction with Winter Sun. These two synergistically work great together. Support this network. Support the work of Alex Jones. Continue in the revolution. Let's take our country back. This is Dr. Nick Begich for InfoWars. Thanks for being here. And we appreciate your support.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.